There are seasons in life when we feel hopelessly trapped by an impossible situation. Perhaps it's a financial crisis or a scary diagnosis from the doctor. Well, according to the Bible, it's in these dark places of despair that God often does His greatest work. And today, on Insightful Living, Chuck Swindoll recounts one of the most powerful stories of redemption in the Bible. In doing so, he restores our confidence that God is always faithful. Chuck is teaching from Joshua chapter 6 about the Battle of Jericho. He called his message, "Impossible Walls Still Tumble Down."
We're so grateful, dear Father, that with you, nothing is impossible. Not one thing. Those things that are impossible to men and women and teenagers and boys and girls are not impossible with you. You regularly show your power, and sometimes it is absolutely miraculous. Other times it's the unfolding of events that transpire by your grace and timing and for your glory. So many have walked into this room today with a heavy burden. They're living with it. They've been facing it for quite some time. Others gather with us in their homes today. Some are with friends. Some are sitting alone in a room. You are here with every one of us. You know our need even before we state it, but how good it is that we bring it to you. How necessary. Thank you in advance, Father, for what you're going to say today, since impossible walls still tumble down. Remind us that that includes our impossible wall, whatever it may be. However long we may have lived with it, you're the master of walls. You're the God of impossibilities. And we lean hard on you today. And we trust in you as we trust in no other. Thank you for your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. And so on this day, as we come to this section of Scripture, may the print on the page leap into our hearts as we see ourselves in this scene and leave with the burden lifted. I pray for Jesus' sake. Everyone said, Amen.
You're listening to Insightful Living. To dig deeper into the book of Joshua with Chuck Swindoll, be sure to download his Searching the Scriptures studies by going to insightfulliving.org.uk. And now, let's resume the message that Chuck called, "Impossible Walls Still Tumble Down."
When you dig into Joshua 6, you find right away that this a promise appears from the Lord. Joshua, I give you Jericho. I'm giving you the city and its strong warriors. They're yours. You and your fighting men, verse 3, should march around the town once a day for 6 days. 7 priests will walk ahead of the ark, each carrying a ram's horn. It's the only weapon you've got. Each of the priests, of these 7 priests carrying a ram's horn. On the 7th day, here's where it gets complicated. You walk around 7 times. The priest will now be blowing the horns. When you hear the priest give one long blast on the ram's horn, have all the people shout as loud as they can shout. Then the walls of the town will collapse and the people can charge straight into the town. End of strategy. That's it. Now they've come over the Jordan River and they're now in Canaan. And the first thing they see is a 30-foot impossibility. So Joshua's given instruction on how to handle that impossibility. So they can get in the city. This is how you do it. Everybody there could understand. And I'm sure Joshua rehearsed it with everyone so they would know precisely what it was God had told him to do. You will notice in verse 9, Joshua spoke to the people, the seven priests with the ram's horn started marching in the presence of the Lord, blowing the horns as they marched, and the Ark of the Covenant followed behind them. Okay? So, I made this easy. We have our own priest. I want you to meet him. He's the only horn-blowing priest I've ever known. And he may not look like a priest, but take my word for it, he is. And he's got, hold that thing up. That's called a kudu horn. And it's right out of Israel?
That's right.
Yeah. So we're not sure which ram it was. So we chose a kudu, mainly because he has a kudu horn. And this is Brian Light. Show us what it sounds like. Step over here, Brian. That's good. All right. How about that? Now, the Hebrews were familiar with that. You've never heard a ram's horn blown before, most likely. Now, we're going to get to the part where the people shout. You're going to shout. I'm not going to quit till we all shout. I don't mean, hey, I mean, let her rip. Get her done. That's what you're going to do. You're going to shout when we get to the point of the seventh day. So we've marched around six times. We've all gone back to our camp and we've all rested. I don't read of anybody having a restless night. Nobody had bad dreams. No one nightmares. No one is worried. No one had special counseling from Joshua. Can we really do this? Is this really going to happen? They believed it. Now, what you want to do is pick up the story, verse 15. Go with me there. Look at it. On the seventh day, the Israelites got up at dawn. Were they motivated or what? Was Joshua excited about it? Each day, by the way, if you take the time to read, they got up early. They got up early because they were anticipating what God was going to do. I love that. And so at dawn, they get up and they marched around the town as they had done before. But this time, they went around the town seven times. That's it. That's the strategy. 30-foot walls, stone, solid stone, double walls, impossibility. And all they do is march around the town. And then at the seventh time around, the priest sounded the long blast on the horn and Joshua commanded the people to shout. When I announce that you shout, you let her rip. Okay? Okay. Watch out if you're sitting near the walls. You never know. Okay. Okay, Brian, blow that sucker. I bet. I'm just checking for cracks in the wall. I'm having a little fun with you because I love messages like this. They're so unorthodox. They're so different. You've already forgotten last week what I said. You'll never forget this one. By the way, verse 20, and the walls collapsed. And the people of the Hebrews walked right in. I'll be honest with you, I can't read that without a chill going up my back. What a climactic moment. Whoever was in the group that may have worried about some impossible wall, forget that. I can't imagine the sound, first of the shout of that many people, and then of the falling of those walls. They collapsed. And the Hebrews, just as God promised in verse 1, verse 2, went in and took the city, just like that. Isaiah 30, 18. So the Lord must wait for you to come to him, so he can show you his love and compassion. It's one of the few times you'll ever read that the Lord waits for us before he acts. The Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. I want to talk about your impossibility for the rest of my time. The analogy is obvious, but the application is remote, depending on your part in dealing with this impossibility. First, those walls, like your impossibility, are real and they aren't going away. They'll be here tomorrow. You'll wake up in the morning, still got it. Will not have changed through the night, unless God intervenes through this night. You've still got that impossible situation. It's not become your great opportunity. It's very real, and it'll still be real when you wake up in the morning. Second, like those walls, your impossibility is bigger and stronger than you. You are outmatched. That's why you see it as an impossibility. Third, you've tried everything you know to handle your situation. Everything. I know we have, with our impossibility. We can't change anything. We can't fix anything. So we wait. And you find yourself, quite likely, unless you're unusual, running out of energy and losing hope. You may have stepped into this scene with us pretty heavy-hearted. Fourth, you need something that will remove your fears and will bring you the assurance and the relief you long for. Here it is. Listen closely. Deliberately and confidently turn your so-called impossibility over to the only one who can cause that impossibility to be solved, resolved, healed, to go away. Deliberately and confidently, give it to him. Give it to him. Count on him to hear you, to take you seriously, and to be there for you to help, as the verse promised that I've just read now twice. Here's the hard part. Quietly leave the outcome in his capable hands. Just like the Hebrews who went home each night and waited, and then ultimately, after the walk, did their shout and then went right into the city. In the waiting, God will go to work. Hold on. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know what he will do. But we wait on him to show us his love and compassion, which he promises in that statement from Isaiah. And you tell him, you do your will, your way, in your time. In the meantime, it's yours. I can't change it. Now, if it's a marriage, you certainly seek counsel. You certainly talk over things with your spouse. You certainly pray. You have responsibility, just like the Hebrews were to walk around the wall. Whatever may be your need in your situation. If it's ill health, you certainly are seeking the guidance of qualified physicians. You're doing what's involved in the treatment, in the therapy related to it. An addiction, it may require getting away to a place where you can focus on it and concentrate on it until it is resolved. You'll leave it with him to do his will in his way, here's the hard part, at his time. Because I will assure you, it will not come in 7 days every time. It did for them. Quite likely you'll wait a while. You're waiting for him to work, to change your situation, to alter relationships, to soften feelings of anger, to calm the offense, to bring about change, repentance, brokenness. I don't know what it will take. Forgive me if this is offensive, but it may take a terrible auto accident. It may take a prison sentence. I don't know. It may take the loss of a life that means so much. I mean, we are leaving this in God's hands. It may get worse before it gets better. I am not predicting what God will do and how he will work. I'm simply saying he will take your situation and will deal with it as only he can and no one else can. So I am unable to predict the outcome of your impossibility. False teachers do that. And you hang on to that prediction and it falls flat and then you're disillusioned. I'm not going there. We know the end of this story because it's revealed to us. We don't know the end of our story. We don't know the way God will deal with our situation. You can't say. You may have among the best of physicians. They can't say. But in God's hands, you are relieved of the worry, anxiety, the drain, the irritation, the feeling of need in relationships to fight back or just to talk back. You give that all up. It's in God's hands. And you're trusting him. I am able to predict one specific outcome. I can do this. In the scriptures, because it appears in the Bible, in the scriptures we read, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So I can tell you, if you are without Christ, he waits for you to repent, to turn your life over to the Lord Jesus, to take the gift of eternal life. He longs for you to do that. We're not in the dark about that. He waits for you to come to him. And when you come, I promise you, he will accept you just as you are. Don't dress up. Don't clean up. Don't fix up. Come just as rotten a sinner as you are and come before him and say, here I am, I've made a mess of my life. Please take me, save me, forgive me. And I need what you can offer. He will do all the above. He tells us he will. He doesn't want you to perish. But for the rest of us who wait, wondering, I have nothing more I can predict except you will be relieved of the burden as you shift it to him. How great is that? The grind, the strain, the anxious nights, the worrisome feelings, the wonderment of how this is all going to work, you leave it all with him. And he will show you his love and compassion. Blessed are those who wait for his help. Please bow your heads with me. Please close your eyes, lest you be distracted. A simple prayer I will give you with impossibilities. Dear Father, you know my situation. I am unable to change it in my own strength. Therefore, I come to you and I leave it with you. Relieve me of worry, all the anxiety and sleepless nights. Remind me that you are my faithful God. You will take it from here. Thank you. And for you without Christ, dear God, I'm lost. Thank you for Christ who loved me and gave himself for me. I trust him as my one and only Savior. I believe in him now. Thank you for coming into my life, dear Lord. Now we're going to trust the Lord our God to take over from here. We're going to leave it with him. Cynthia and I are going to do that, and I'm counting on you to do the same. Father, thank you for speaking to us in terms we can understand, just counting to seven, just hearing a horn blow, just a shout, and we're there. Now remind us, in the days when the enemy would bring about all kinds of reasons to worry, that we've left this with you. Take over. Solve it your way, in your will, at your time. All of us together pray in the name of Jesus that the wall might tumble down. In Christ's name, everyone said, amen.
You're listening to Insightful Living and a brand new teaching series from Chuck Swindoll. Today's message is number 4 in the 9-part study, and it's called Impossible Walls Still Tumble Down. Though we're just getting started, many are already asking about audio messages for this brand new study in Joshua, and the answer to your question is yes, we have all 9 programs in stock right now. The teaching series is called Moving Ahead Together with a Winning Mindset. By purchasing the complete set, you'll be able to listen to Chuck's teaching at your own pace, and you can pass these messages along to your friends and family as well. To request the entire set, go to insightforliving.org.uk. Now, Chuck has been impressed by a young Bible teacher and leader named Jonathan Murphy. Many of our friends have seen Jonathan preach online at Stonebriar Community Church because he's often the guest speaker when Chuck is away. Well, Jonathan wrote a book called Authentic Influencer, The Barnabas Way of Shaping Lives for Jesus. It's our featured resource today because it ties in so naturally with this study on Joshua. Perhaps you're trying to find better ways to connect with your children and grandchildren on spiritual matters. In today's culture, children are sometimes shrugging off traditional Christian values, and you're longing to have a positive influence on those you love. Well, Jonathan's book shows us the authentic and natural way to do so. It's the Barnabas way of shaping lives for Jesus. To request a copy today, go to insightforliving.org.uk. Insight for Living is a locally registered charity fully supported by grateful listeners like you. We invite you to join us in our mission to reach your local listening area and beyond with these daily Bible teaching programs. To send a contribution in the post today, write to Insight for Living UK, P.O. Box 553, Dorking, RH49EU. Or you can give online when you go to insightforliving.org.uk.
Welcome to the world of Pause and Tales.
Hi, I'm Dave Carl, creator of Insight for Living Ministries' Pause and Tales audio series. 18 years ago, we recorded our last new story with CJ, Stacy, Goose in the Club, and of course, Papa Chuck. Well, I can hardly stand it, but we are about to record four new episodes that will begin airing right here on pauseandtales.org early 2024.
What can we do for you, Jimmy?
Well, I just came up here to tell you... your mom just went into labor.
Stace, your mom's having a baby.
The story continues. The teaching continues. The fun and the music continue, too. Log on to pauseandtales.org for more information about the new episodes and the 69 other episodes that will transport you and your family back to the town of Wildwood.
I'm Terry Boyle. Join us when Chuck Swindoll describes the awful consequences when a secret sin becomes exposed. On Thursday, on Insight for Living. The preceding message, Impossible Walls Still Tumble Down, was copyrighted in 2022 and 2023, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2023 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.